And it's a great good morning once again. And it's Wednesday, it's the middle of the week. And it's the 2nd of November. Good morning. God bless whoever you are, wherever. You are listening to Radio Pulpit and Cape Pulpit this morning on behalf of each and every one of us. Be blessed. Be blessed. And be blessed. Come on. How can you be blessed this morning to cast your burdens upon Jesus Christ, the Lord? Yeah. Cast your burdens unto Jesus. Whatever that worry or burden may be that you are carrying this morning, cast it unto Jesus. May I take you to what Jesus said himself about worry? How to eliminate worry from your life? He said, action eliminates worry. That's not my idea or some learned theologian somewhere in the world or even a preacher's message. That is the word of Christ Jesus, our Lord. And Jesus said, cast your burdens unto me. And if you cast your burdens unto Jesus, you will experience such peace and calmness. So let's listen to what Jesus said. When he said, the battle is mine, cast your burden upon me, and you will experience something that you have never ever experienced in your life. When you cast your burdens unto me. Let's read what Jesus said. And I take it from Matthew chapter 6, verse 25 to 34. Matthew chapter 6, verse 25 to 34. What a word. What a word. So applicable to this morning, to your life, to my life, every day. Now Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, verse 25 to 34, about how to eliminate worry from your life. Therefore, I tell you, said Jesus, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? Why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, but your heavenly Father knows what you need. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of his own. Now, this is not the word of a motivation speaker, nor the preaching of some or other pastor or priest or domini. This is Jesus' own words, recorded in Matthew chapter 6, verse 25 to 34. Now, you and I say, well, Jesus, you didn't live in 2022. You don't know about my retrenchment. You do not know about my unhappy life. You do not know this and that. Yes, he does. If you and I are children of the living God and living by the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are grounded not in what we think or experience or our situation, but we are grounded as children of the living God in God and in his word. Matthew 6, 25, 34, saying, action eliminates worry. Not just sitting and waiting for something to happen, but action. Action. Get out. You know, it reminds me of the then Prime Minister of Britain. She was the first lady Prime Minister of Britain. She was called the Iron Lady, Mrs. Margaret Thatcher. It's not how I feel, but what I do. Action, she used to say. It's about action, to do something. Now let's look at this. What did Jesus mean when he said, do not worry? Do not worry. Matthew 6, 25 to 34. And you say, well, I have to worry. I have this and this. I couldn't sleep last night. This was my problem. Now what does it say? If we are grounded in God's word, if we say we are Christians, okay, let's make it very practical. If we say we listen to Radio Pulpit all day and night and Radio K Pulpit, but I'm still worrying. Worry, says the Bible, is a sin. Why? Listen to this. The word which is used in the Greek original text for worry or anxious, anxiety, it's a word that means so much. It literally says, worry, the verb to worry, causes a division in my mind, splitting my thoughts between today and tomorrow. That's what Jesus said. Meritzo, that's the verb used in the Greek text to worry. Mrimna is the noun, and the root is this Greek word meritzo. Now forget about all those Greek words, but take the meaning from God's holy word. To divide, to separate. The noun for care or anxiety or to worry is to divide, to separate. To be in a mental state or a condition in which someone is occupied or so much dwelling upon something that it takes his mind away from the grace of Christ. To worry means to divide your mind. Jesus says, therefore, do not worry. Do not allow your mind to be divided from today and tomorrow. He says in verse 34, Matthew 6, therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Now, if you read this from God's word, literally in the original Greek text, it means, as I've just said, you are allowing your mind to be divided between today and tomorrow. And that is worry. The division in my mind, splitting my thoughts between today and tomorrow. And Jesus says, Verse 34 of Matthew 6. Therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. And therefore my prayer before God is, Lord God, by the power of your Holy Spirit, I'm a child of God. I live by the grace of Christ. And therefore I am able to do all things. We love that verse in Philippians. I'm able to do all things, but I worry. So I'm able to trust the Lord God Almighty by the grace of Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit to give me the action so that I can put my mind into working to get out of the mental state or condition where I'm so occupied with tomorrow that I worry and it causes my mind to be divided and it splits my thoughts between today and tomorrow. The big idea in Matthew chapter 6 here is action by faith eliminates worry. We all worry. Yeah. All people worry from time to time. There are people who always worry. If we will believe and act on the words of Christ Jesus, we can eliminate worry from our lives by the power of the Holy Spirit. How? How can we stop the splitting of our thoughts between today and tomorrow? The root meaning of worrying. Decide not to worry. Decide not to worry. Secondly, trust God to take care of you. Trust God to take care of you. And the third thing, live one day at a time. Live one day at a time. Trust God to take care of you. And decide, take the action to make the choice and have the decision not to worry. Let's quickly look at these three points. Decide not to worry, firstly. The decision not to worry is much easier to make when we recognize worry for what it is and our worries for what they are. Most of our worries are trivial. What does that mean? Most of our worries are unimportant, insignificant, inconsequential. It's minor. Most of our worries. Matthew 6:25, Jesus says, therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothes? We tend to worry about things with no eternal significance. That's the meaning of this. We tend to worry about our life, about this and that, but we tend not to worry about things with eternal significance. And that's what it's about. It's not that I don't have to work and just pray for a miracle so that a million rand will just fall into my bank account. That's not a Christian way to do it. The way Jesus teaches us in Matthew chapter 6:25 is therefore, do not worry about the things of today and tomorrow, which have no eternal significance. Worry is a waste of time. That's what Jesus is saying. Matthew 6:27, can any one of you by worrying add a single hour to your life? But worry is also beneath your dignity. Matthew 6:26 says, look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are they not much more valuable than you? Worry is the result of a lack of faith. Worry is actually sin. So take action. Decide in your mind not to worry. And remember worry meaning the splitting of the thoughts of your mind between today and tomorrow. Secondly, trust God to take care of you. Trust God to take care of you. Matthew 6, 31-32 says, "So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, what shall we drink, what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows what you need." Your heavenly Father knows what you need. Pray the Lord God Almighty to receive the ability to give over all of your worries to God. 1 Peter 5:7 says, "Give all your worries and cares to God, for He cares about you. Cast all your cares and burdens onto Him, because He cares about you." The Message translation says, "God's strong hand is upon you. God will promote you at the right time. Live carefree, therefore, before God. He is most careful about you." Philippians 4, 6-7, we know it so well. "Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition and thanksgiving, present your requests to God." Prayer, as Philippians 4, 6-7 says, can eradicate anxiety and bring peace to your mind. Give Jesus Christ first place in your life, not the fretting or worrying. And seek His kingdom, says Matthew 6:33, and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you. So secondly, trust God to take care of you. And lastly, live one day at a time. Matthew 6:34, Jesus said, "Therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." Let we make that decision not to have our minds divided between today and tomorrow, as the literal meaning of worry is in the Greek original text. We need to give our full attention to each day as it comes. Wednesday is in front of us on the 2nd of November 2022. Plan each day to illustrate how planning my days with God will eliminate the day's worry. Action eliminates worry. Lord, I want to live one day at a time. Lord, I want to trust You, O God, to take care of me. Lord, and I decide this morning not to worry. This I pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And I want to cast my burdens unto You, Lord. I want to come to You and worship Your holy name this morning, casting my burdens upon You.